Please join me in a moment of meditation and prayer. In the Jewish religious tradition, tears are honored, pain is honored, loss is a sacred part of being human. In his book, Love and Death, the late Forrest Church, a Unitarian Universalist minister, wrote, "The Israel Museum in Jerusalem contains a collection of tiny ceramic cups. They're like this. They were sacramental vessels. People cried into them. Your mother has just died. Someone you love has cancer. Your spouse has left you. You are struggling at work. So you pick up your tear cup, put it under your eye, and you weep into it. When you are finished weeping, you cap it and put it away again. It is a way to save your tears. Why save them? Because they are precious. It doesn't matter why you cried, your tears are still precious, for they show that you care. A full cup of tears is proof that you have felt deeply, suffered, and survived. Life is difficult. Some people pretend that it is not, that we should be able to breeze through. The best way to protect ourselves from the waters of pain and parting is to avoid love, or to love only in little ways, so that when we are hurt, we only hurt in little ways. That was not the fashion among the ancient Hebrews. They were not afraid to cry. Their tears were sacraments of love, which flowed from a deep spring. They wept into the cups of tears until they could truly say, 'My cup runneth over.'" What tears have we cried? What waters fill our tear cup? Symbolically holding our first drop of water between our fingers, let this single water drop represent all the tears we have cried, all the waters of pain and parting that have rolled down our cheeks. In the silence of our hearts, let us remember and name all our losses, all our disappointments, all our sadness, some very recent, some from long ago. We will now have a moment of silence. You know, I can remember my last full service, seems like years ago, at the other church. Welcome back to the sanctuary. Welcome back to our church. It's just so good to see you all. And welcome. So welcome to our water communion. Welcome back to our sanctuary after a trying time apart and alone. And it's truly good to see everyone here this morning. Thank you for coming. This morning we celebrate our sharing of the earth's waters and the blessings of our being together at long last. We speak about the interdependent web of existence of which we are part. We pause to recognize and celebrate one of the most basic elements of that interdependent web, water. Now, water has been an important symbol throughout human history simply because it points to a fundamental truth. Without water, there is no life. From the oceans of the earth, we bring these waters. They have been to the depths of the earth and crashed with the surf on countless beaches. From the rivers of the earth, rebring these waters. They have flowed swiftly and endlessly from the beginning of time. From the lakes of the earth, rebring these waters to mingle. Their still beauty reflects the sky. From the springs and streams whose waters renew the rivers, oceans, and lakes, we bring these waters. Emerging from the earth and the hills and the mountains, they give promise of new energy, new life. You could go ahead and pour that in. Thank you. And from the rain and the snow, these waters come to quench the thirst of all living things.
That's the fifth one. That's it.
May we all strive to be better caretakers of the earth and her waters, so that no one suffers from scarcity or is without clean water. And may we also understand that the earth is alive and we need to treat our mother much better. But what about the waters of our own being? What blessings do we bring to share with one another? Do we bring peace? Do we bring playfulness? Do we bring love? For it is a blessing that we have gathered in community. Let us be a blessing in each other's lives. One more thing. As we enter into our interim ministry, there will be some heavy lifting. And because of COVID-19, the new normal will not be the old normal we fondly remember and wish to return. There's no reason to be anxious if only we trust the process and trust each other. I leave you with a father and his daughter, perhaps familiar to you, the poem First Lesson by Philip Booth. Lie back, daughter. Let your head be tipped back in the cup of my hand. Gently, and I will hold you. Spread your arms wide. Lie out on the stream and look high at the gulls. A dead person's float is face down. You will dive and swim soon enough where this tide water ebbs to the sea. Daughter, believe me, when you tire on the long thrash to your island, lie up and survive. As you float now where I held you and let go, remember when fear cramps your heart, what I told you. Lie gently and wide to the light year stars. Lie back and the sea will hold you. As we can hold one another. So welcome back to our beloved community that we love so dearly. It's great to see everyone. Blessed be. It starts with a drop, then a trickle, a burble, a rush of water, bubbling towards its destination, and finally the wide, endless sea. All rivers run to the sea. Today you brought water, poured it into a common bowl. Though our experiences have differed, these waters mingle, signifying our common humanity. Today you came and shared in this sacred community. May you depart with hearts filled with hope for new beginnings, a fresh start. Go forth, but return to this community where rivers of tears may be shed, where dry souls are watered, where your joy bubbles, where your cup runneth over, where deep in your heart you have found in this place a home. All rivers run to the sea.